Zero motorcycles are designed and manufactured in Santa Cruz, California, and have been on the market since 2010. Zero is currently the only brand of electric motorcycle in the nation being sold through a traditional dealer network. Rob Morgan is the owner of the new Monarch Recreational Sales and Service, Inc., which is now selling the Zero in Orem. He is very optimistic about sales success.
I think this is the future of transportation, whether it's two wheels or a car. You know, the Volts, the Leafs, all of these Prius-type vehicles, there's none of them that are 100% electric for motorcycle. This is it.
The Zero motorcycle is easier to operate than a traditional motorcycle. It's basically just a matter of getting on it with your safety gear, turning the key, twisting the throttle, and going. A brief ride on the S model blasted me from 0 to 60 miles per hour in a matter of seconds. The loudest sound you hear is the Kevlar drive belt system connecting the motor to the rear wheel and the wind. The typical Zero model has a mileage rating equal to 480 miles per gallon. The S model has a range of up to 114 miles on a single charge and a top speed rating of 88 miles per hour. It's the latest lithium-ion battery and electric motor technology that makes this possible. Dr. Faisal Khan is an assistant professor in the University of Utah's Electrical and Computer Engineering Department. He's been studying the evolution of power storage systems for years, and he's an expert in hybrid electric and power supply efficiency issues. He says lithium-ion technology is unique in the world of portable power.
The two major criteria of a lithium-ion battery is the energy density and power density, because if it needs to be lightweight, but if you need more power and more energy, then there is no alternative to lithium-ion batteries.
Dr. Khan says efficiency of all electric systems over fossil fuel energy is 5-1 in favor of electric because internal combustion engines are only 20% efficient.
So the overall efficiency could be as high as 80-85% easy.
The real driving force behind the success of all-electric vehicles may be the overall low operating cost. Dr. Khan says even if you get 30 miles per gallon of gasoline on your commute costing you $4, the typical electric vehicle would cover the same commute for just 80 cents. Monarch's Rob Morgan has loaned one of the motorcycles to the Orem City Police Department as well as other law enforcement agencies in hopes of generating more appreciation for the Zero. He believes they are a perfect fit for police work. Captain Stephen Clark is the commander of the patrol division for Orem City. After using the bike for about a week, he said he could see that silence is one of the strengths of this electric motorcycle.
It made me think, wow, I wouldn't mind having one of these on each one of my patrol crews so that a guy in graveyards could, you know, rather than just driving in and out of businesses or responding to calls and being visible, could, you know, physically creep in and out of business areas and industrial areas and places where we have our burglaries and our thefts and do it relatively unnoticed.
Clark says, like many cities, the current economic state of Orem makes purchasing a few of these motorcycles difficult.
But down the road, I can see this would be very, very valuable. Yes, they're pricey with the initial cost, but it's staggering the amount of money that goes out of just the Orem Police Department daily for fuel.
Suggested retail prices for the Zero range from about $7,700 for a base model to $14,000 for a top-of-the-line model. Comparable gasoline-powered motorcycles range in cost from $4,800 to $8,000. So while all of this silent power and zero-emission technology does come at a relatively high price, there are federal and possible state tax incentives available to help subsidize the cost. Bob Nelson, KUER News.